Joining us now, he is from Fling Golf, Alex Van Allen. Alex, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
All right, so this is probably, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say at least 90% of our listening audience have not heard of Fling Golf. So first off, right off the bat, tell them what this is all about.
Well, Fling Golf is a new sport for golf courses, and unlike some of the other ones that sort of cause some issues with golfers, Fling Golf can be played right alongside golfers in the same foursome. And you play with a golf ball on a golf course, but instead of hitting the golf ball with 14 clubs, you have one fling stick, which is this new piece of equipment, and it's designed to throw the ball, and you can shape your shots really accurately. And I've seen guys throwing it 240, 250 yards. So you can do everything with just one stick. And that's pretty much it. And you can, like I said, you can play alongside golfers.
All right. So Mike brought, you sent one to Mike. He brought it in. And this thing looks like that Mike's hybrid and a lacrosse stick somewhat had a baby. Am I too far off on that?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good analysis. So most of it looks like a golf club. Until you get to the very end, and you've got sort of a cradle at the end with a channel on it, and that's where you pick the ball up and you put it in there and you fling it from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember when lacrosse was first introduced in Charlotte and we had our first professional team, one of the guys from the newspaper came out to a practice, and the Charlotte community really wasn't familiar with lacrosse at the time. It was back in 1995, and he tried to introduce the way it looked, and he said, it looks kind of like the basket they put in front of you in church. To make your contribution, and that probably didn't help us. This is the thing that I like the best about this. The thing I like best about it is, I brought some PGA teaching professionals out to try it here in Charlotte. As you say, it's not disruptive to a golf course. We're all looking for ways to get more rounds in, more paid rounds in, and get younger people interested in playing golf, maybe even with their parents or grandparents, and. Frisbee golf, disruptive. Let's make the hole bigger, disruptive. Let's do, soccer golf, disruptive. This is the kind of thing that you can go out and maintain the exact same rules, etiquette, and scoring system as regular traditional golf, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You got it exactly. There's a great story of actually a grandfather who played golf, and he had two grandkids. One was 15, one was 17, and one played baseball, the other played lacrosse, and he actually bought fling sticks for them, and now they go out and they play on the golf course all the time. And he plays golf, and he brings the grandkids out with him.
Yeah, well, and I can tell you from the reaction of the pros that the teaching pros I brought out, they were skeptical at first about, how's this going to work, and this is going to be a bunch of guys in tank tops coming out and playing in flip-flops. And I said, no, this is exactly the same thing. You know, they check in at the pro shop, they do what they're doing, they can ride in a cart, they can walk, they've got the one stick, and no ball marks, really, no divots, no tees, so no damage. How are you guys finding the reception to this around the country when you bring it out to a golf course and say, hey, will you accept people who want to come out and play fling golf?
Yeah, for the most part, it's been surprisingly good. And we're actually partners with the National Golf Course Owners Association. They see it as a real, real benefit. And really, the snowboarding skiing analogy has been used a lot, and this really does do that because it's just, hey, families can come out, and some of them have golf clubs, some of them have fling sticks. It doesn't really matter. They come out, they're paying the green fees, they're using the course, they're filling those empty tee times, that have been sort of left open over the last decade. So it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as the rules go, I mean, you throw it, you mark it, you got to throw it from behind where that mark is for your next shot. If your ball goes in a bunker, hazard, or out of bounds, you take a one-stroke penalty, and you basically play from up to five paces from where that went. So, I mean, you're walking in, you're getting your ball out of a sand trap, you're raking the trap, and you're moving on. So it seems like, again, it's just very simple, very straightforward, and then when you get on the green, you either push it in the hole or you can kind of put it in the channel and let it roll towards the hole. So, again, there's still a little bit of skill involved in terms of making it into the hole, which is the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's definitely skill in mastering it. It's the beauty of it is it's really easy to get started, though. And so kids pick it up in 5 minutes. you know, 5 to 10 minutes on the range, and they're ready to go out on the course, adults as well. So it really helps with that sort of, you know, breaking down that barrier that is keeping young people out of the game or off golf courses.
Yeah, and
go ahead. No, I was just saying the rules. We've intentionally kept the rules very simple, so we get to start with a new sport, so we get to get rid of some of the more difficult rules in golf. Like, you don't have to go back to the tee box. If you hit it out of bounds, you just take it 5 steps away from where it went out, and then you fling it from there.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is you've got a you've got an opportunity here to like, as you said, bring the whole family out. How does the scoring tend to go on this? I didn't go out and play around with it or anything. We went to the range. How does the scoring tend to work out? Because yes, it's easy to get started, but I think it's the challenge may come in getting good at it. Like anything
else.
Yeah,
I think there's. Well, let me tell you. I'm a 16 handicap golfer, and so I go out and I shoot about the same as I do in golf, maybe even a little bit better. And the reason for that is, even though I lose a little bit off the tee, I can't throw it quite as far as I can hit a golf ball, but I'm so much more accurate. You know, when I'm 130 yards, 140 yards from the green, I'm nailing the green, you know, probably 8 out of 10 times with a fling stick. And I'm definitely not doing that with my 9-iron.
Hey, you know, you could position this as a for people to learn how to work their way around the golf course more. I mean, I've said it many a times on this show before is that, you know, think about it. You as a 16 handicap, I mean, you hit your tee shot off on maybe a longer par 4, and you're 200 yards from the green. How many times out of 10 are you going to put that 200-yard shot on the green using a golf club? I mean, realistically, is it 5? Now, if you went ahead and hit a 7-iron down there in front of the green and pitched it up on the green, how many times would you make par doing it that way 10 times versus trying to hit the green from 200 yards making par? I mean, with the fling stick, you're forced to. I mean, you can throw it as far as you want. You may not be able to throw it 200 yards. You maybe throw it 150 yards. Now you got a 50-yard shot. You get it on the green. You push it or roll it, and maybe you put it in the hole, and you get a 4. You just learned how to play golf better, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. You know, fling golf plays really well on a lot of the courses that, you know, you can play on any course, championship course or whatever, but it plays really well on a lot of those courses that are, you know, maybe somewhat obsolete because they were made, you know, before you had the big, you know, you can hit the ball 280, 300 yards. And so it just plays, it's more of shaping your shot and placing it than it is, you know, just nailing as hard as you can.
Yeah, and I don't know if we mentioned it, but you do play with a regulation golf ball, golf ball that you've played with, and is it where did the idea come from? We always ask, you know, people who come on with a good new idea, what was the genesis of this coming about?
Yeah, I grew up playing lacrosse outside of Philadelphia, and I played golf my whole life, and I really just put the two together, and things started to really gel. I got you guys familiar with Hi-Li?
Yes.
Yeah, so I took a Hi-Li basket. I got one of those off of eBay, and I started throwing golf balls out of that. And the cool thing was I was able to shape the shots and spin it different ways. And I was like, wow, if I could, you know, I could throw those 80 yards. I said, I'll bet I could build something 200, you know, that I could throw at 200 yards. And I just sort of worked on that for a while and came up with a fling stick.
Well, as a lacrosse player, how many times did you have a ball retriever in your hands that you'd reached into a pond or whatever and thought and sort of picked it up and cradled it like a lacrosse stick?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've done that my whole life, and so when I saw this, I was like, hold on, these guys are really on. This is a brilliant idea. It's great for families. So when you go out and you do market it, where are you seeing the success? I mean, have you had stores that are eager to pick it up, or is it, you know, pro shops? And to whom are you going after the parent who wants to introduce their child to it so they can spend that 5 hours together that they wouldn't otherwise spend? I mean, who are you going after here?
Yeah, it's a few different spots. You know, we are partners with Major League Lacrosse, and so, you know, that's definitely a target market for us. You know, it's a lot of really athletic young kids and their families, and gives dad an opportunity to, you know, bring his kid out next time, and he's bring his kid out with a fling stick and play alongside him. But we've also you know, done really well in some resorts. You know, there's a resort up in Virginia in the Shenandoahs that's just done phenomenally with it, and they've just marketed to their guests. And the great story, they had a family reunion of 24 people out on the golf course, and 12 were playing golf and 12 were playing swing golf at the same time. And so they've really, you know, just made it fun. And they've seen, you know, well over 3,000 paid rounds now. So they're doing really well with it.
All right. Again, Alex, so if we want our listeners, because we're on in Asheville and Charlotte and Greensboro and Wilmington and Raleigh, and I know you've got some of those covered, but, you know, not some of the other ones. You know, how do people get their courses involved with this? Is it something where the course can contact you guys and set it up, or how does it work? Give me a feel for that.
Yeah, it really works both ways, you know, because it's so easy to use on a golf course, and as you were saying, it's not disruptive. A lot of the courses on our course map are where people have just gotten a fling stick and gone out and played them. So, you know, if we sell a stick in Kansas, we don't necessarily know where they're playing, but we try to find out. But it's just they're just able to go up to their golf course and say, "Hey, can I play?" And they usually say yes. But then we've also got golf courses that are, you know, really marketing it heavily and doing really well with it that way. So there's a little more passive action, and then there's a little more active stance on the marketing as well.
Now, have you seen courses try to introduce it as part of an event, like you know, they're having a charity event or whatever, and have everybody in a foursome go out and play a hole with fling sticks? And then have somebody at the tee and somebody at the hole, and you return the sticks at the end, and you force them to do that, kind of like drawing the club choice out of a basket?
Yeah, they do. There's all kinds of ways they're doing it. They do it closest to the pin on a par three, you know, and you win something for that with the fling stick. Do the longest fling contest. And we've had lacrosse teams do charity events with the fling stick as well. And we've got, you know, the one thing that courses are really starting to do is use it for corporate outings, because, you know, a lot of those people don't play golf. And so now they're able to come along, get in the cart, give them a fling stick, give them a lesson for 15 minutes, and they're able to play along. And so that just adds, you know, another person out on the course.
All right. Well, for anybody who's looking for more information, where can they go to find it?
Yeah, everything is at flinggolf.com. We sell all our sticks there. We're not in any retail stores except for pro shops.
Okay, and what is the cost of – you only need one, so what's the cost of a stick?
Yeah, they range from $99 to $159.
Yeah, because, I mean, these things are – I mean, these are nice-looking graphite shafts and everything on
these things. They're amazing. But what did you spend on your last set of irons?
Lots.
Yeah, see?
That's right. They're carbon fiber. You know, these are all carbon fiber. They're really, you know, pretty high end, and they weigh a half a pound. So that's all you're carrying around is, you know, not 14 clubs, but just one stick.
And I also like the fact that you're offering the Fling Golf foam practice ball, so you can practice maybe around the house, preferably on the outside, but still not have to worry about any windows getting broken. So make sure that you invest in those as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's always a good idea to practice a little bit before you go out there.
Yeah, how many windows did you break developing this, any?
I went out to some pretty big soccer fields when I started off, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Alex, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck with this product, and we hope to see it expanding. I know Mike's fired up about it. I haven't had a chance to try it yet. Hopefully I'll get to try it soon.
All right, well, thanks a lot, you guys. I really appreciate it.